This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Thousands of people celebrated in South Africa's capital today to mark the 10-year anniversary of the end of apartheid. Also today, Thabo Mbeki's inauguration for a second term as president.
We are determined that where once we were the terrible exemplar of racist bigotry, we should now and in future testify to the possibility of building a stable and viable non-racial society.
In the last 10 years, there's been remarkable change in South Africa, perhaps mostly for educated blacks. They now hold top positions in government. I spoke with Dr. Percy Mashati. He's the Deputy Director General of the National Department of Health. 10 years ago, he says the most he could hope for was to treat poor black patients in a rural clinic. He became a doctor in 1987.
When I went to medical school, I'd never seen a microscope, let alone touch it, you know. And those of us who achieved, you know, were competing very high for spaces in the only two medical schools in the country that were training black people.
But were you also angry at the time that you did have to go to a segregated medical school?
Well, I must say that at that time, you know, you get happy that, I mean, you're going to be able to fulfill the dream of your parents. Because our parents always emphasize that we must get the education so that we can prove, you know, to the white people at that time that also as black people were capable of doing things. But of course, you get to medical school, you become enlightened, you start seeing all these racial inequalities, and you become very angry at the system, which is why then most of us got involved in political activity as students.
And now you are Deputy Director General of the National Department of Health. Would you say, just looking at your own life, that the end of apartheid, Mandela's election to be the first black South African president, the last 10 years have been remarkably different from the time before that?
Definitely, they've been remarkably different. First of all, I think the most important thing is the freeing of the mind. The freeing of the mind where you know that you are now in a free country. But also, I think more importantly, to know that you have a say in how your life in your community is run. I think over and above that, for those of us who are professionals, to know that only a little more than 10 years ago, we never thought that we would be put in positions where we've got to really help in really running the country. We got to a situation where now the responsibility is put on our shoulders and we've got to make it work.
Whites in South Africa still, 10 years after the end of apartheid, control most of the wealth in that country. Many are in positions of power. Do you still feel personally that there is discrimination, racism in South Africa today?
Well, I think firstly we need to acknowledge that societies take, decades, if not centuries, to change. We're hoping ours will not take centuries, but that it would be just a matter of a few decades. Yes, we still have vestiges of problems of the past.
Dr. Percy Mashati is the Deputy Director General of the National Department of Health. He spoke to us from his home in Pretoria, South Africa, about the 10th anniversary of the end of apartheid. I'm Madeline Brand.